Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Well, I guess I ordered some facial stuff, but I didn't, I'm 70 years old. I didn't realize I had to call and cancel within 14 days, or it was a subscription to where they'd resend everything, and $94.90, I'll go hungry. That's just too much money. I can't spend that. And I don't even know if I got it.
Let's see. According to the United States Postal Service, we see that it was delivered.
Okay, it may have been delivered, but with all these porch pirates, who knows? Because if I'm not here...
Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
I can't do it on 35%, ma'am.
We can offer you our discount of 50%. And it would be all
I'd
the
really,
products.
I'd really like my money back since I don't know what it is. I've got 5 charges on my account that I have no idea what they are.
It would be for the out-of-trial charges for the in-clinic skincare, which would have been on a trial basis.
Well, I've got more than that on here, though, because I've got something from Magnol something. It's got a phone number. And then I got something from Barber X Beard Oil. And I certainly don't have a beard.
Well, we can offer you a 75% of a refund, and that would be off of both charges, and we can reship it to you.
No, I don't want you to ship me anything. At 70 years old, who cares what you look like? See, because I've had to order a new debit card because somebody's gotten a hold of my information. And somebody in California was trying to buy a $1,799 iPhone.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then there was 2 charges. Somebody in Chicago, and I live in Michigan, and I don't leave Michigan, was trying to put something through for $49.99. They tried twice, and then they called me, and I said, no, that is not me.
When you pay your bills online, do you have what they call an automatic fill on it, where all you have to do is just type in the first 3 letters of
yes.
your name, and then it automatically fills? That's got something to do with it.
Okay, I'll never do that again.
You would have to probably go to your phone provider and have them
yeah.
take that off. That's one.
Well, I can stop it when I'm doing it.
Yes, ma'am, you can do that. But sometimes if somebody were to get a hold of your devices or whichever, if they were to hack into the system, and if they know what your name is, all they got to do is just act like you and just type in your first three letters, and then okay. It automatically fills all the way down to the credit card.
Then I will go to AT&T tomorrow and have them undo it.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing. The second thing is that when it comes to your PIN number, make sure that nobody sees you do it, and make sure that you go to a gas station. Specifically, of what happened in my area was when it comes to, I'm not racist or anything, but a lot of these Middle Eastern gas stations, they have the cameras facing at the pumps.
Oh.
And there's a reason for that, to get your PIN number.
Oh, my God.
Because we've had a Citgo gas station not too far from where I live where they've taken PIN numbers and used
it. Oh, Jesus.
And they caught them, but it was too late to reverse the damages.
Oh my God.
That was being done. So they had to close that Citgo gas station down, and now it's a Liberty.
Wow.
So.
I can't believe how people can get into your private accounts.
And some people are gotten to where they're so good at it that this is what my stepfather has told me, that somebody has made a special card where they stick it into the system, you know, when you stick your chip in.
Yeah.
And they can get all the codes and all the PIN numbers out of the system.
It doesn't
they
pay
pull it
to
out
use
and plug
them,
it
man.
Into their system. And when they
I
plug it into their system,
start using cash. I'm going to go back to a cash only. Then they can't
well,
get nothing.
Personally, I think that's what my stepfather tried to say to scare me. But he says that that's a rare occurrence. But the most of the occurrences that you would have is basically, you know, doing the autofill on the computer. And going to a gas station where they have the cameras aimed toward where the PIN number slot is.
Right.
Those are the main things. The autofill, those are the main things for that. But the other, it's rare. Like a 5 to 10% chance, which is really rare. But the other two is about 70 to 80.
Well, I tried to order these two little pair of boot shoes, and it was through PayPal. And they delivered them. They sent me an email that they had delivered them to Springfield, Illinois. Well, I live in Springfield, Michigan. And PayPal wouldn't back me up on it. So I lost money there.
Oh, wow. I haven't really trust PayPal or Cash App.
I me neither. No more.
If it's not through my bank, if I got to pay for it through PayPal, I'm like, nope, not going to do it. If you need my bank card, then that's a different story. But
yeah.
If you're going through PayPal, mm-mm.
I'll never do it again.
And did the previous agent give you the confirmation numbers, ma'am? Or did
no.
he give that to you?
I gotta find an ink pen here. I just had one. There it is. Okay, I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 1371281.
All right, I got it.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too.